And I'm going to start with Councilmember Henderson. Do you have any questions or have anything you'd like Interim Manager Williams to discuss under the City Manager's report?
No, not at this time. If I think of something, can I interrupt after somebody's done and say I have something?
Absolutely. Moving on, Council Member Leary, do you have any questions or items you'd like Interim Manager Williams to discuss?
Sure, thank you so much. I'm just curious, and I think I know the answer to this already, but I'll kind of play devil's advocate. Is there any, I know we've received some emails, and I know discussion is kind of ongoing about the vaccine with employees. I was just wondering at this time, is the city doing anything or is administration playing any part in signing people up to get the vaccine when it's available to them? Or is that, is that up to the employees to do that themselves, to contact YK to get on the list for the vaccine if they choose to?
To the mayor, what we've done is encourage employees to sign up using the YKHC's portal. We are also following the situation with the Alaska Municipal League. It doesn't appear at this time that we'll be able to require the employees to be vaccinated. There's an FDA ruling that the FDA, I guess, when they approved this vaccine, it was approved under emergency order, and under that order, it doesn't allow us to require that the employees be vaccinated. So we're just following the keeping our ear to the ground and on the publications as they come out. And so that's kind of where we stand. We've definitely encouraged our employees to get vaccinated. And I was hoping that we would, as an employer, be able to enforce it. But at this moment, it doesn't look like we can. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Did you have any other questions or items for discussion, Councilmember Leary?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Springer.
Yeah, there we go. I really like the detail in the Public Works report. They've been working hard and having a few important successes in the job they've been doing, and the reports from other departments. So I don't have any questions. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Springer. Vice Mayor Hansen.
Hi there. So yes, I do have a question. It comes at the very end of the City Manager's report from January 5th. And it says, hopefully we will have decided to hire an assistant finance director and a finance director by January 12th. And I was very curious where we're at. And today is the magic day in the report.
Yeah, so Mayor, Vice Mayor Hansen, to the, yes, yesterday was the magic day for us, I guess. I sent an email out. I don't know what this new outlook, how many people are able to read those. But I'd be interested to know if you're seeing them. But I did send one out, I think it was today, that yesterday we did have an applicant accept a position. And so the next step for us in that is getting him here. He wants $6,000 in reallocation fees, which is not in the budget. So I guess I'll have to do a budget mod to. I have some funds identified that we don't have to use new funds for. So hopefully sometime in February is my goal, is to bring him on and move forward. So thank you. Well, I guess just if I may too, I think we're pretty close on the finance director's position also, except that he was further away and there's a bit more arrangements to make. And we haven't officially hired him, but I think it's looking good. So that's my report on that.
Great, thank you.
Anything else, Vice Mayor Hansen?
That's it for me, thanks.
Okay, Council Member Burr.
Thank you, Mayor DeWitt. Hey, Pete, just a couple questions through the mayor. Maybe just one question is, I've been contacted by members of the public who say that they had applied for the finance director's job and also the, I believe, the assistant finance director's job. They were never contacted for interviews. Was there a reason why they weren't contacted?
Well, as far as I know, everybody was contacted, and if we felt that they weren't qualified, I would assume that's what the HR manager passed on to them, but I wasn't privy to that conversation.
Okay, there was a person that emailed you and I this week, or last week it might have been, and they had never received any phone calls or anything from the city for the past, I think he said he applied about 3 months ago. So maybe if we can have an answer to that, I'd appreciate it.
I actually, Councilman Barr, I actually did respond to him, and I haven't heard anything back since then.
Okay, thank you, Pete. That was it for me, Mayor.
Yeah.
Okay, Councilmember McCormick.
I don't have any questions, but thank you for the report, Pete.
You're welcome.
And I also do not have any questions this evening at this time. Councilmember Henderson, you had mentioned perhaps wanting a moment to think, to decide if you had any questions or comments for Interim Manager Williams.
Yeah, I did come up with one, and I remembered it as soon as I thanked you for letting me come back later, and Haley took my question. Thank you.
Okay, great. And I want to afford the same opportunity to any other council member who might have thought of a question after their term had passed. Anyone wish to ask anything? All right, that brings us to item 11.3, the city clerk's report with Clerk Strickler.
Thank you, Mayor DeWitt. I actually don't have anything to add to my report unless the council members have questions.
And let's perhaps do the same round robin style. I'll try to go in reverse order so that people aren't having to always think quickly every single time. So we'll start with, I don't have any questions. I went last time for Clerk Strickler. Councilmember McCormick, any questions?
No questions, thank you.
Councilmember Barr.
Nothing for me, thank you, Mayor.
Vice Mayor Hansen.
Nope, thanks.
Councilmember Springer.
Just one comment, I guess, to Lori, since the cemetery is under her jurisdiction. I know that you have been doing a lot more, seems like, burial permits. So thank you for that. I know how stressful that can be. But I also neglected during the manager's report to thank Jim Bone and the crew from Public Works that has been out there preparing graves. I mean, we all know that a lot of people have been passing away, whether for natural causes from COVID-19, but there's been a marked increase, and I think we need to express our appreciation to the folks, city clerk's office and Public Works, who are really helping make those final arrangements for when our loved ones come home. So thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Springer, I wanted to thank you for that and also point out that Alaska Village Electric Cooperative staff members also provide a significant in-kind contribution to the preparation of the burial sites as well. So the City of Bethel and AVAC do not charge for burial assistance, and we owe them a great gratitude as well. Thank you.
And I apologize for not mentioning them, and we sure appreciate them too. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Council Member Springer. Council Member Leary.
No, thank you.
And Council Member Henderson.
Oh, sorry. I'm doing multiple things here. No, I just want to also say thank you to everybody that's been working so hard. We have been losing so many people lately, and it's so heartbreaking that so heartbreaking, and it's always nice to know that there is someone there to help. And Lori, you've helped me in the past, and I know you're doing a fantastic job. And thank you to everybody else for every time, every minute that they put in to helping these families get through their process. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Henderson. And again, did anyone think of any questions or comments they'd like to make about the clerk's report before we move on to the next agenda item? Okay, that brings us to council member comments, item 12. And in no particular order this evening, we're going to start with Vice Mayor Hansen.
Whoa. All right. I just want to wish everyone a happy new year. We're in a new year, starting to kind of see the light. And I just want to encourage everyone to, when you're eligible, go get vaccinated. That's going to be the fastest way for us to get back to normal life. And so when you get that call or that notification or find out, however you do, please sign up and go do that. It's a super smooth process. People are incredibly friendly and everything's laid out very clearly, and you're in, you wait your 20 minutes and you're out. And I just think they're doing a fantastic job. And that's all I have. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen. Council Member Barr.
Thank you, Mayor. The one thing that I would like to just say tonight and to remind everybody is there still is a lot of open holes out there on the Kuskokwim River. So be really, really mindful of that. BSAR tries to do our best in marking those holes. And when I say marking, it's usually with willows and reflective tape, and blue is a indicator of open holes. So please be careful out there. We've lost two people recently. We're on day 12 of our search and our recovery effort. So please be careful out there. The ice road is starting to be used more frequently. Just please be careful out there. And that's it for me. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Council Member Barr. Council Member Leary.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to repeat one of the things that our state medical director Ann Zink said on one of the State of Alaska YTHC town halls. The goal for the getting the population vaccinated, and I think we could think of just Bethel or the YK Delta, but the goal is to reach 70, 75%, 80%. Of our population vaccinated, so we can at that time start thinking about getting back to normal life or whatever our new normal life is going to be. So that, and at this time neither of the vaccines are approved for one of them 18, one of them under 16. So really, to me, that means we need all the adults to get the vaccine. So, you know, talk to, if you've gotten it yourself, you know, make sure you're an advocate and really trying to get your family, our, you know, our elders protected, and anyone vulnerable, and really anybody that'll give you an ear. We really want to try to get everyone vaccinated, and please be patient, you know, with YK. I'm not working with that group doing the vaccine, but I know the lines can get long, and it seems like people are excited for it, so that's good to hear. But you know, just be patient and wait for that call, and they'll get to you, I promise. Okay, and in the meantime, everyone, you know, stay vigilant, mask up, keep your social circle small, and all the other things that we have heard over and over and over again. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Council Member Leary. Council Member Springer.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I want to echo what was said about the vaccine program. I got my first shot today. I got there a couple of minutes early, and there was only two people ahead of me in the hall, and I was in the chair in 5 minutes, and you know, no paperwork, no muss, no fuss. You get the shot and you sit around for 20 minutes. Lori Chigoyak, who's been with YK for many years, left for a while. She's back. She's run that show, and that's one of the reasons I think it's so smooth. It's a very simple process. So, you know, mask up, but, sleeves up. If you get the opportunity to get the vaccine, whether it's because of your age, and I missed the first round by 6 months, take it. You know, my arm didn't even get sore. I know people that have had both, you know, both rounds, and hasn't bothered them a bit. I know there are people who are concerned about what kind of, you know, impact might have. It's a little strand of messenger RNA that, as was described last night on the radio, immune system, so that it, when it sees COVID virus early, it'll get on it before it has a chance to really settle in. It's pretty amazing the way the human immune system works. So roll your sleeves up, Bethel and the villages. Everybody I've talked to has been enthusiastic about getting the vaccine, which is fantastic. And I guess the biggest question about the vaccine is, what the heck was the university doing with a 90 degree below zero freezer? But thank goodness they had it. What Perry said, you know, be careful out there in the river, please. It's not going to be a hard surface for a long time. We don't want any more accidents out there. And COVID-19, it's not over. It's not going to be over. We're coming into, just to sound a little optimistic, you know, we're heading towards spring. We're heading towards summer. It's going to be like last spring and last summer, in all likelihood. So just keep that in mind. Stay in your bubbles, keep your elders safe, keep your family safe, and get vaccinated. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Springer. I'm going to jump in after you, because your question about the university having the freezer reminds me of a story I heard recently. So the university had that freezer for some projects they used to host or have. But I heard that one of our community members, Ron Kaiser, was aware when he heard about the kind of freezer storage that was required from vaccines. He realized that the university had that on site and approached Linda Curta, the facility director there, and the team there at KUC, who then made that available to the Health Corporation. So thanks to him and the team over at KUC for making that available for all of us. That was an incredible partnership, and we were very lucky that was here. And then I also want to say, you know, I was looking at our list and thinking about all the contributions that members of this body have made. Council Member Barr with the Bethel Search and Rescue efforts recently, Council Member Leary and the contact tracing, and YKHC, Council Member Springer at the tribe. I mean, the list goes on and on. Truly, all of you are doing remarkable work, and I want to thank each of you for the leadership you provide in other aspects of the community, because there is certainly really amazing efforts that each of you are doing outside of this body. So thank you. That brings us to Councilmember Henderson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I always hate going last because it seems like I repeat what other people are saying. So, and it might seem like I'm copying them, but I just want to, you know, stand behind everything that everybody has said. But I also want to thank Councilmember Barr and his crew for all the hard freezing work that they've been doing for the past, 12 days now. And I know a lot of people do appreciate everything that you guys do and the surrounding villages and their search and rescue team. Like I said earlier, we're losing people left and right around here. And it's just like, we are in such a gloom. We're moving from being in that panic fear state to a gloom state because we're losing people so quickly, and it just, they're coming in bunches. And I just want to, you know, remind everybody to keep their head up and stay strong. And you know, you've got family and friends that look up to you. And if you see somebody in your family being down and out, just, you know, do something to boost them up. I was pretty frustrated the other day, and I was at the store, and somebody I didn't even know came up to me and said, "You are Sugar." And I said, "Yes, I am." And they said, "I am so proud of you for being on the council, and I want you to know we appreciate everything you're doing." And that sure made me feel so good. It pulled me out of the funk that I was in. And you know, I've been in this position since October, and I'm still getting congratulations and good job and attaboys. And so please, everybody, do everything you can to keep everybody on the up and up, and stay happy and on, you know, positive. We are closer to the end. There is light at the end of that tunnel, and we're going to be out of this soon. Let's just stick together and get our vaccines and be one and continue helping each other. That we just have to stick together. That's all I have. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Henderson. And Councilmember McCormick.
I'd just like to start off by thanking YKHC and also just kind of giving them praise for, you know, we were dealt some pretty difficult situation. You know, we have still, I think I heard today we're about 10. We have like the 10th highest rate of COVID per capita or something to that effect in the United States. However, this vaccine process has been seamless, or it's really felt seamless. I think they've done an absolute just fantastic job of giving everybody vaccinated to the point at which I almost feel as if they're being able to vaccinate other people. So I just want to thank YKHC for the work that they're doing, and also just, you know, really praise them for that, because they're doing an absolutely outstanding job. With that, I just want to encourage everybody again to get the vaccine. I've gotten the vaccine, and the worst thing that happened was my left arm was sore for a little while, but you know, it wasn't super terrible. And I just want to share something that somebody said in a meeting that I was in about sort of weighing the risks of getting the vaccine. And what they said that I didn't really think about from this perspective, but really kind of, I think is a good anecdote to not only use for myself, but for other people, is when you evaluate the risks of taking the vaccine, compare that to the risks of having COVID-19. The risks that come with potentially something going wrong with the vaccine are so minuscule compared to the astronomical problems that come about with COVID-19, not only for yourself, but everybody you know and everybody you come into contact with. So I just encourage everybody to get vaccinated, but also understand that just because this vaccine is going around, it doesn't mean that that we're out of this yet. It's important that we still keep wearing masks and we continue to do everything. And so long as we do that, things can maybe sort of start going back to normal. So I just want to, again, just stress that everybody just continue to do what you need to do. And of course, as Rose said, just be kind to people. All this national political stuff that's going on right now is really irrelevant to our daily lives. There's no point in like getting into spats with people like that about those things. So let's just continue to be kind to one another and we'll get through this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Council Member McCormick. Next up on our agenda this evening is executive session, item number 13. And as you all know, we have two different items for executive session. I do want to pose taking a break at some point, whether that's before item 13.1 or before item 13.2. Does anyone want to entertain making a motion to take a break before item 13.1?
So moved.
Thank you, Councilmember Henderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Councilmember Leary. We're going to just skip past discussion and vote this, and let's say 5 minutes. Good with everyone?
Yep.
For me. Okay.
All right, all those in favor of taking a 5 minute break and reconvening at 8:05 p.m., please vote by saying aye.
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 If opposed, please say nay. Okay, folks, we'll be back at 8:05 p.m. Okay, everybody, I have 8:05 p.m. And we are on item 13.1, which is in accordance with Alaska Statute 4462.310, letter C, number 1, matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the public entity, matters involving consideration of government records that by law are not subject to public disclosure, Waikiki Fitness Center construction issues, pending litigation, Bethel Services, Inc., and Bethel Native Corporation. And I'm the sponsor of this particular item tonight for executive session.
Madam Mayor?
Yes, Councilmember Henderson.
I would like to declare a conflict on item 13.1, please, for myself.
Okay. Councilmember Henderson, could you... disclose, and Clerk Strickler, if you see that I miss a step in this process, please just give me a shout out. Council Member Henderson, could you provide some information about the nature of your potential conflict of interest?
Absolutely. I'm a shareholder, and that a shareholder of Bethel Native Corporation, and they're the ones behind BSI, so I would just assume not be involved, although I wish I could be because I want to hear, but I know I can't. So I would like to declare a conflict, please.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. I'm looking at the questions that are relevant in the Bethel Municipal Code to your declaration of a potential conflict. And as a shareholder, I would assume you are paid dividends through that status, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I think given the nature of what you have stated and the fact that you are a shareholder of this corporation, it would be most prudent to declare that you do have a conflict for this matter. So... when we enter into executive session, whoever makes that motion, when we talk about who will be present, should exclude Council Member Henderson for this item.
I do have a question.
Yes, Council Member Henderson.
Are you going to have to come out of executive session to invite me into the next item?
Yes, we are going to have to come out of executive session anyway for the next item. But yes, we'll be out and then we can go back in and include you in the next item 13.2.
Great, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Councilmember Henderson, for that. And I think now we are ready to entertain a motion to enter into executive session.
So moved. This is Perry.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Barr. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second it. And Madam Mayor, the members present got to be named, and that would be council members, with the exception of Councilmember Henderson, city clerk, the city manager, city attorney, and Chase Nelson from Dowell.
Great. Thank you. So just to reread the motion from Councilmember Barr, that would be that in accordance with Alaska Statute 4462.310, letter C, number 1, matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the public entity, matters involving consideration of government records that by law are not subject to public disclosure, YK Fitness Center, construction issues, pending litigation, Bethel Services, Inc., and Bethel Native Corporation, with the individuals attending who Councilmember Springer defined. And we have a second from Councilmember Springer. All those in favor of going into executive session, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, aye. Please say nay. All right, Clerk Strickler, we'll let you reconfigure the meeting and just let us know when we're ready to begin aye. The discussion.
Bye. Don't forget me.
Sorry. So Councilmember Henderson, are you just going to sit in the waiting room then, or do you want me to text you when we're wrapping up so that you can connect back to the meeting?
I can just sit in the waiting room. I'm sitting here doing work stuff, so that'll be fine.
Okay, very good. I will move you to the waiting room then. I have somebody titled call in user one. I'm wondering if that's Pete Williams. If so, I might move you to the waiting room and see if you can hear me. And if you can't, then we'll move you back in.
I don't even think we need a motion. You know, we went into an executive session for the purpose of giving direction to our attorney. Direction was given. And I don't think that there's any motion needed. I think discussion clarified some matters to the satisfaction of the council as to the progress of the motion to go into executive session.
Okay. Thank you, Councilmember Springer. Anyone else? All right. That brings us on to item 13.2. Give me a moment to read this. In accordance with Alaska Statute 44.62.310, letter C, number 2, subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, provided the person may request a public discussion. Number 3, matters which by law, municipal charter, or ordinance are required to be confidential. And number 4, matters involving consideration of government records that by law are not subject to public disclosure. This is filling the vacancy of city manager, review of applications, discussion of qualifications, and interview questions, and this was sponsored by me. Is there a motion to enter executive session? And if one is made, if you could name the participants and read the statute if you have it available.
Okay.
Still waiting for a motion on item 13.2. If the council member would like to make that motion.
We're really missing those scripts. I guess I would move in accordance with Alaska Statute 44.62.310(c)(2), subject to tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, provided the person may request, I read this whole thing, right? Request public discussion matters which by law, municipal charter or ordinance are required to be confidential, matters involving consideration of government records that by law are not subject to public disclosure. Sorry. Filling the vacancy, this is why I never read those. Filling the vacancy of city manager, review of applicants, discussion of qualifications, and interview questions. Those present will be city council, city clerk. Is Sarah joining us? No, okay. Those present will be city council, city clerk, and city attorney.
Okay. Thank you, Councilmember Leary, for that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
I'll second.
Vice Mayor Hansen got that second in first. All those in favor of moving into executive session for item 13.2, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. All right, Clerk Strickler, we'll wait for you to tell us that we're ready to begin the session. Thank you.
Mayor DeWitt, we are ready to go back on the record.
Thank you, Clerk Strickler. Okay, we have left executive session, and it's about 10 p.m. this evening. And I would like to see if any council members would like to make a motion in relation to item 13.2.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, I move that the council direct GovHR to enter into contract negotiations for the position of city manager with Peter Williams.
Thank you, Council Member Springer. Is there a second?
Second.
Did you catch Leary or Barr first, Clerk Strickler?
I heard Barr.
Okay. Council Member Springer is the maker of the motion. You have the opportunity to speak first.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Mayor. It's taken us a while to get here. We the city's been operating under an interim city manager for quite some time now, a few months at least. And Pete, of course, has done a very good job. I do want the community to know on behalf of the council that during this process, we have continued to have robust discussion on who would be the best candidate for the city manager. And all opinions were heard, and it was done in a, you know, very, very respectful and collegial manner. And I'm real proud to say that. So I'm looking forward to the voting on this motion.
Thank you, Council Member Springer. Council Member Barr.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I concur with Mr. Springer. I think we've had some very good debates on the pros and cons of our hired, rehired Mr. Williams. I think that many, many points were looked at. I think that I'd like to thank the council also that for the hard work that we've all done to come to this conclusion. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Council Member Barr. I'll entertain any other discussion on this item, and I'm going to take the opportunity to go next. And I just want to share that the City of Bethel was extremely fortunate to have two qualified and experienced candidates in the final round of our city manager selection process. And both of these people have had extensive experience in Alaska and in municipal government. We were so unfortunate to have them in this pool. And both candidates have worked previously for the city. And, you know, as Councilmember Springer and Barr stated, this council has spent extensive time interviewing and discussing and deliberating this choice. And I think this has been an incredibly, you know, challenging decision that council has faced, and also very fortunate that we had two such excellent applicants to choose from. And just for folks who are listening, a little bit about each of the candidates. The one candidate was Jeanette Bauer, and she started in municipal government here in Bethel about 20 years ago, and served as the clerk here and went on to serve as the clerk in Palmer and is currently a city administrator in the lower 48. And I'm certain she'll be a great city administrator or manager back in our state. And candidate Pete was the port director from 2007 to 2017 and city manager for 2 years, 2017 to 2019, and currently serving as interim longtime Bethel resident. And I appreciate that council used some really excellent interview questions, and I thank the team that devised them and the scoring tools and, you know, really, I think provided a very fair and equitable review of each candidate. So I wanted to share a bit of that back to the community and thank both of these candidates for their participation in this process. It was a very thorough one, and I'm thankful for it. Other discussion?
All right. Councilmember Leary, I'll just briefly agree with, you know, everything that you guys already said, and we were very fortunate to have such a tough decision, and I don't think any of us took it lightly, and we're lucky to move forward with the candidate we chose. So, and I appreciate everyone's time that everyone put into this. City clerk, city attorney, helping us with the tools so we could make this decision. So thank you.
Additional discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of directing the city clerk's office to work with GovHR to negotiate this employment agreement with candidate Peter Williams, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, aye. Please say nay. Okay, thank you, everybody. That brings us to the end of our agenda. We're on number 14, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Henderson.
Move adjourn.
Thank you, sorry. Council Member Henderson and Council Member Springer. All those in favor of adjourning, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Please say nay. Okay, thank you, everybody, and see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night, everybody.